Jabani Sibrem.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry for my aquava.
See, a sorrowful doo-doo. Amen.
Amen.
I welcome every one of you. I'm happy I'm here. Are you happy you are here? The Lord is going to bless everyone tonight. Everyone here at the Alpha location. Everyone, everywhere online. The Lord's hands will be upon you. It will turn your life right side up. Then he will use you. Your community, your world, right side up in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. Great God, mighty God, powerful God. We're asking, Lord, that heavens will open for everyone tonight. And your blessings will be showered down. Salvation for everyone. Healing for everyone.
You
glorify yourself in every life over here, on the radio, on the television, online, everywhere in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You can sit down waiting for the outpouring of the blessing of God for you tonight. Tonight we are talking on faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. Two branches of that faith. Saving faith and healing faith. The faith we manifest. The faith we exercise in Christ. Saving faith. The faith that saves. Healing faith. The faith that heals. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 2 and we're reading from verse
8.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That faith comes tonight. Faith in, saving faith will manifest tonight. Once you do that, faith in Christ who died for you on the cross of Calvary, tonight you are saved. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, reading from verse 8. And it says, There sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. He never walked. He was born like that, paralyzed. Look at verse 9. And in verse 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceived that he had faith to be healed. That's healing faith. He had faith to be healed. And then in verse 10, he tells us, and said with a loud voice, stand upright and thy feet on thy feet. And he lived and walked. Mm-hmm.
Faith in Christ, saving faith, healing faith. That's the faith you have tonight. And that faith will save you tonight. And that faith will heal you tonight. We're looking at 1, 2, 3 points before we pray. Saving faith in Christ, the Savior of all sinners. Number 2, sure faith in Christ, the healer of all sicknesses. Number 3, steadfast faith in Christ, the conqueror in all his subjects. You heard when we were singing crosses, Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we who believe in him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are his subjects. He lives in us. And therefore, every situation in our lives, it becomes the conqueror. He will conquer for you. Every problem, every challenge, every situation tonight, he conquers for you. He conquers for me. Say it now. He conquers for me. He saves you, he heals you, and he conquers for you. Look at number 1. Number 1, saving faith in Christ, the Savior of all sinners. He is our Savior. The Father in heaven, God in heaven, has appointed him our Savior. And he has done everything that needs to be done so that every sinner will be saved. He wants us to repent. He wants us to believe. And then salvation comes. There's an interesting verse I want to read to you now. Acts chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. The Lord, the God of our fathers, raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31. Very special for you and for me. Very special for everyone on earth. Him as God exalted at his right hand. And he says to be a prince and a savior. God in heaven has appointed him, has exalted him, that he will be a prince, a king, King of Kings, and our Savior. Now look at what follows. It is for to give repentance and forgiveness of sins. You know, there were times, and there are still times, when you ought to repent. You have to turn around and you try, but you cannot even be sorrowful for what you want to be sorrowful, but you are not. You want to turn, repent, but you cannot. You say, how do people repent? I want to repent so I can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And my heart is hard. My mind is tough. It's like there is somebody manipulating my heart. I cannot repent. God is so good. that he says he gives repentance. What you cannot do by yourself, as we begin to pray, the Lord will give you repentance. So now, I don't have any excuse. I cannot repent, and then he gives me repentance. I cannot change, he gives me the change. I cannot turn away from my evil. He says, come, give me your hand. I'll turn you away from that evil. And then he gives forgiveness. Tonight, you don't have an excuse. You will repent. I will repent. And then he'll grant you forgiveness and salvation. Look at Acts chapter 13. And I'm reading from verse 23. Acts chapter 13, verse 23. It says, of this man's seed, as God, according to the promise, raised up unto us, unto Israel, a Savior. And he mentioned the Savior, Jesus. No other name, no other person, no other leader, no other human can give us salvation. Christ and Christ alone. Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Give your life to him. Come to him. Decide for him. And your salvation happens immediately. For that, amen. Now look at verse 38. In verse 38, it says, be it known unto you, therefore, men and women, that this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. He's preached unto you freedom, forgiveness, salvation. Verse 39. In verse 39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. You cannot be justified by the law of Moses. What does that mean? Why then did God give that law, especially the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other God apart from me. And you thought, I don't have any other God, but you make yourself a God. And you want everybody to bend and bow to you. You're breaking that false commandment. That shall not call the name of God in vain. That's the law, but that does not justify you, because any little thing, your car goes into a pit, oh God, oh God. And then you tell a lie, you say, God is my witness. The law of mercy cannot justify you, can only condemn you. You are taking the name of the Lord in vain. And thou shalt not make an image of things in the sea, in the sky, anywhere. from being a little child, we like dolls, we like, you know, those things. It's easier now because they don't have to carve it, they can just manufacture it with plastic, and then we carry that about. If anybody tries to take that from you, you cry. And in life, we have the things we have made, works of our hand, we carry about. If anybody tries to snatch anything like that from us, we cry, we're sorrowful. And remember the day of the Lord, to keep it holy. And you are not doing all those festivities and idol worship and exactly, that's exactly what people do. That's the law of Moses. You cannot keep that law. And that law cannot justify you. The law is to show you your weakness and to point you to Christ, who can save you and justify you from the broken law. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. You know, when we were very young, we couldn't voice it out. But because our father would say, don't go this way, don't have your way, don't go there, in our heart, we didn't honor him, we hated him. And as mommy calls the little girl, don't walk this way, don't join these people, because it will not help you in life. You couldn't talk at that time because you thought your mother might spank you. But in your heart, what your mother is this? Don't go this way, don't sit down, don't stand up, don't smoke, don't drink. What kind of mother is this? We didn't honor them. And then, mommy will, when we're not there, the portmanteau, the box, the bag will take to school. Mommy will scrutinize and watch everything. What kind of thing is this? And then our phone, after all, it's mommy, daddy that bought the phone. They want to check up. What's there? And then they challenge you. My daughter, what's this? Who is this? Whose picture is this? Which one is this? Instead of honoring your father or your mother, you hated them. The law of Moses could not save any of us, could not justify us. It's only Jesus Christ who bore our sin on the cross of Calvary that can save us and do for us what the law of Moses could not do. Thou shalt not steal. You know, we have a family devotion every morning. And they read the law to us, the law of Moses, thou shalt not steal. Because if you steal, eventually it becomes your habit and you might end up in prison. And right there at home, we look at the fridge and we take drinks. Mommy is not there, daddy is not there. Exactly what he taught us in the morning devotion, we steal. We steal from the pot, we steal from the fridge, we steal everywhere we go. And then mommy comes in. We're chewing that thing in the mouth. What's that? I said, what's that? What are you chewing? I'm sorry, mommy. I will continue to chew. Mommy, I'm sorry. I'm so very, very sorry. I will keep on chewing. And you know, it's the law. Mostly it condemns you. will lie. My mommy used to say, anyone who lies will steal. Look up at me here. Before I became born again, I stole. You cannot lie because the same story can be told about you. I lied. And mommy said, if you lie, but the law of Moses could not save me or justify me. It's only Christ. Christ the Savior. You know, Moses carried a rod. Whatever he did, the rod was in his hand. If he wanted to part the sea, the Red Sea, he used the rod. If he wanted to get water out of the rock, he used the rod. And that is symbolic. For the law of Moses to get anything out of you, the rod, you have to smite the man, you have to smite the boy or the girl. It was the dispensation of the rod. Have you noticed Jesus never carried a rod about? All he carried was love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus did not get people to walk in the right way by the rod. He made us to walk in the right way by forgiving our sin, by justifying us, by personally turning our life around. He is our Savior. Tonight I come to announce to you that Jesus is your Savior. The rod of judgment will not be applied on you when you come to Jesus, the Savior. Receive him tonight, it will save you. Believe on him tonight, it will save you. Let somebody say, amen. We're coming to number two now. Number two, the sure faith in Christ, the healer of all sicknesses. All your sicknesses are healed tonight. I didn't hear a good amen. All you need to do is to present yourself unto Christ and the touch of the Lord. And the power of the Lord will save and heal you tonight in Jesus. Look at Acts chapter 3 verse 16. It says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith in Christ bringing us the faith in him. What's faith, by the way? What's faith that we manifest in Christ that gets us healed? It is full assurance in trusting him. No doubt in your heart. No doubt in your mind. Faith is full assurance in trusting him. What's faith? Forgetting all, I trust him. I forget all the past failure. I forget all the past fainting. I forget all the past pain. I'm forgetting all my sickness. As I lay my sickness at the feet of Jesus. I don't keep talking about the sickness. I don't keep on nursing, nurturing the sickness. I bring my sickness at the feet of Jesus. Leave it there. Forget it there. Forsaking all my sicknesses, I trust him. That's what you do tonight. You come to the Lord and you forget all the pain and everything, all the swelling, all the cancer, all the ulcer, everything. Leave everything at the feet of Jesus, and tonight you are healed. And in that healing, there's connection between you and the one who has come to present, provide the healing for you. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, it says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Such as I have. I don't have silver. I don't have gold. I don't have the tablet or the pills. I don't have injection. I don't have any medical tool to help you. But such as I have. Such as I have. Peter, if you don't have silver, you don't have gold, you don't have all those tools, what else do you have? I have the name of Jesus. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, the Father will give it to you. Believe in that name. Rely on that name. Lay your burden on that name. And as you believe, whatever Christ has done will happen to you. And greater things than he did will happen unto you. Can you see how that Kumasi men is solo? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's what I'll tell you tonight. Because the name of Jesus has not lost his power. Lame man, you rise up and walk. Blind man, blind woman, you will open your eyes and see. Cancer patient, you touch that place and we mention the name of Jesus. That name, with his virtue, with his power, will pass through your hand and take all cancer away from your body. Your ulcer will be healed. Your swelling will vanish away. And Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Look at verse 7. Very interesting verse. And he took him by the right hand. He took him by the right hand. Why? You know, if you are a farmer, even if you are not a farmer, if you follow daddy to the farmer when you are very young, daddy wants to clear this tree out of his field. He wants to take the tree out of his farm. He takes the cutlass and he cuts and cuts and cuts, and the tree falls down. Even though the tree is falling down, as you look at the leaves are still as fresh as ever. Because it just cut down. But that tree is dead already. You come back the following day, all the leaves are dead and dry. It's the same thing with your sickness. We cut down that sickness with the name of Jesus that cannot fail. When we say, in Jesus' name I pray, that tree falls now. But as we look at the leaves, they look like, Pastor, they're still fresh. No, they are dead. Your cancer is dead. At the mention of the name of Jesus, cancer gone. Swelling gone. And so we're praising the Lord. Thank God, my tree of sickness has fallen down. We're not looking at the leaves. We're not looking at the feeling. We're not looking at what we can see, but we know that tree of cancer is falling. Did you hear one of the testimonies tonight after we prayed and they said, in Jesus' name, my pain was still there. I was going home, my pain was still there. I woke up the next morning, now I see all the leaves are dry. There is no way that sickness can remain on you when we mention the name of Jesus. And so he took him by the right hand. Why? The man was dazed. The man was surprised. I have never taken a step in my life. And Peter is saying, rise up and walk. And so he sat down there. But Peter knew what the man did not know. He knew that when you mention the name of Jesus, that paralysis and that impotence has to go. And then to assure him of what he knew, what the man did not know, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. That's what our ushers do. That's what our counselors do. That's what our members of the choir do. Because there were children there. We've mentioned the name of Jesus. They know that you are healed. And you are still wondering, I feel this, I feel this. So they lend you their hand and they lift you up. And behold, it is right there. You get up and you walk and you run tonight in Jesus' name. And lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And then in verse 8, it says, and he, leaping, stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Your own time has come. I said your own time has come. Look at Acts chapter 14, verse 7. Acts chapter 14, we're looking at verse 7. And there they preached the gospel. And there they preached the gospel. And in verse 8, it says in verse 8, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. And then in verse 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Paul was the preacher, and that man in Lystra was the sick one, and he was impotent in his feet. He had never walked. What interests me is that Paul, looking at him, knew that he had faith to be healed. How did Paul see the faith? How did Paul know this man is going to be healed tonight? Because Paul saw that he had faith to be healed. As Paul was speaking, the man was looking at Paul eyeball to eyeball. And Paul saw that this man, sick man, impotent man, will not take his eyes away from Paul. Not only that, every time Paul the apostle said, there is healing in the atonement, there is healing in what Christ had done, the man was nodding his head, and Paul knew this one tonight must be healed. And as Paul said, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him who believes. The man leaned forward as if he was going to stand up. He could see it on his face. He could see it in his action. And Paul perceived that this man had faith to be healed. Look at verse 10. And Paul said with a loud voice. Paul declared with a loud voice. What does that indicate? Paul did not waver. Paul did not vacillate here and there. Paul did not say, I must be careful. What if I say, stand up, and the man does not stand up? No, 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 1,000 times. He knew, like I know, that the name of Jesus will never fail. He knew, like I know, that any time, any day, anywhere, you bring the name of Jesus to confront any sickness, he knew that that sickness must vanish away. That's why he said with a loud voice. And that's why I say with a loud voice, your healing has come. Stand upright on thy feet. You know the beautiful thing here? Paul did not use his handkerchief like the one I have here to wave before him and lay on him. Paul did not use or incense or oil or what they call holy water. There's no holy water anywhere. Water is water. What I'm saying is, no physical contact. Here I am. There you are. You hear the word, and the word will do a creative miracle in your life. And he lived and he walked. Your time is tonight. Your healing is tonight. The name of Jesus has never failed. It will not fail in your life. Amen. Amen. You know what amen means? It means so let it be. And the second part of that amen in so it is. When I say amen, I mean so it is in your life tonight. When you say amen, it means I am assured. I have faith. It is done in my life tonight in Jesus' name. We're looking at number three now. Number three is steadfast faith in Christ, the conqueror, in all his subjects. Faith conquers. Conquers your weakness. Conquers your infirmity. Conquers your sinfulness. Conquer all your sicknesses. Conquers any demonic power or spirit. Faith conquers. Tonight, you have conquered. Sin, you have conquered. Satan, you have conquered. See Papa shouting here, and the children saying, amen, amen. It tells us in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. What does that mean? My unbelief is crucified with Christ. You know, they always say that man is a doubting Thomas. It's a doubting Thomas. But tonight, your doubt is crucified with Christ. You know, what they call some people, they say it's a perpetual doubter. But tonight, all the doubt is crucified with Christ. Unbelief will not control your life anymore. And doubting will not control your life anymore. My nature is crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not I. My old self, my old doubt, my old habit will not live with me anymore. But Christ liveth in me. Christ the Savior liveth in me. Christ the Healer liveth in me. Tell me, anywhere Dr. Jesus is living, every sickness ought to go out. Anywhere Savior Jesus is living, all sin has to go away. Anywhere the conqueror Jesus is living, anything that controlled your life before, alcohol, cigarette, and the wine control, they have to go out. Christ and sin cannot live together in the same heart. Christ and sickness cannot live together in the same room. Christ and evil spirit cannot live together in the same person. Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, by the faith, by the faith of the Son of God. The faith of the Son of God. What does Christ believe? What's the faith of the Son of God? Whosoever comes to him will be saved. That is faith. And then he says, he heals, because with his stripes we are healed. What's the faith of Jesus? That anyone that contacts me, darkness will vanish away, disease will vanish away, that person will be healed. And then he said, who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself for me. And Christ is looking at you. And he said, I gave myself for you. For your salvation. For your healing. For your deliverance. Believe what he believes. Have the faith of Christ. He gave himself for you because he loved you. As you come to him today, you are saved. As you call his name today, you are healed. And then you confess, because you have the faith of Christ, I am saved. I am healed. Let somebody there say amen. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 38, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. It says, we are more than conquerors. You conquer tonight. I said you conquer tonight. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Who are conquerors? I said you are conquerors. The people that now stand and they march on the enemy. Sin is your enemy. That sin will leave your heart and come under your feet, and you march on sin. That sickness that takes joy away and takes peace away and takes money away, and then we are there in the hospital just languishing and suffering. That sickness is your enemy. You are a conqueror tonight. You will stand on that sickness. It will no more be on your body. It will be under your feet. Congratulations, you are saved tonight. Congratulations, you are healed tonight. Congratulations, you are delivered tonight. Your amen shows you have faith in God, and what you believe will happen tonight. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Your salvation is as near as your willingness to be saved. I want to be saved. Your salvation is very near. I'm willing to be saved. Your salvation is very near. He gives you repentance. He gives you forgiveness. He gives you salvation. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You want that salvation of Christ right now. Raise up your hand. See me, I'm raising up my hand for you. Raise up your hand and say, Lord, I want salvation. I'm willing to have salvation. Raise up that hand. The Lord has seen you there. He will save you tonight. You're raising up your hand for salvation. Please stand up. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. That you know he brings salvation to you tonight. Stand up and receive. I'm so happy Jesus wants to save everyone that wants salvation. Anywhere you are, raise up your hand and stand up. As you are standing up, tell the Lord, Lord, I believe you. You died for me. You will give me forgiveness and salvation. I don't know how to repent. Lord, grant me, give me repentance. He's giving you now. And then you confess your sin. You tell him, Lord, I'll never go back to that again. I cannot do that by myself. But I believe you. That you will make it happen in my life. Forgive me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Take the remembrance of all my sins away. Thank you, Lord. I believe, like that tree that was cut down, and the leaves appear fresh. Whatever feeling I have, I trust your word. I believe your word that the name of Jesus has cut down that tree of sin in my life. It is unto you according to your faith. You are saved. If you believe that, you are saved. Your sins are forgiven. If you believe that, your sins are forgiven. Invite the Savior in. Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. will abide with you as your Savior, and you will not go back to sin anymore. Keep up that hand and pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone comes now willing to be saved, wanting to be saved. And I pray in your love, in your mercy, because of Calvary, forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. Let your spirit bear witness with their heart. They are saved. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is confirmed. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. Remember, that means, Lord, I believe, so it is. You are saved. So it is. I said, so it is. Final amen. Another amen now. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors will come there to give you some helping hand. National overseer comes now, Pastor Dodi, to lead us in the counseling period. And then after that, I'll come back, because we have a guaranteed miracle of healing tonight.
You have taken the greatest decision of life. Salvation, greater than all the money in the world, greater than all the houses in the world, greater than all the cars in the world. When you close your eyes now, this is what you will tender before God to be able to go to heaven. So be serious with the decision you have taken now. Allow the counselors to get your true particulars, so that we'll be able to help you. Give your right name. Give correct phone number. And where you are staying, write the correct one. We have laid down our lives for you to help you to be saved, to maintain the salvation till the day you leave this world. Making a decision at a stadium is just like laying a foundation of a house. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, at 3 p.m. at the VIP stand of the Baba Yara Sports Stadium, all those who have raised up their hands and they have decided for the Lord are to report there for us to instruct you, to guide you, and to help you.
May 17, 1975.
I was a student at Kwadasu Agri College. Our visitation choir came there. The preacher was Isaac Abebio of blessed memory. He made an altar call. I gave my life to Christ. I remember at that time he will come with a wife and some people to the school to teach us, if you have decided for Christ, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to do. We obeyed. And by the grace of God, with our entrance into deeper life, Our Father in the Lord has given us much as the Lord gives him. And that is why we are what we are by the grace of God. You don't just raise up your hand and say it is finished. No, it is not finished. It is the beginning of having a better life, spiritually speaking, physically, all round, till you leave this world. We are there to help you. All the ministers and all the pastors, not only the Deeper Life people who are writing your names, there may be other people from other churches. Give them the chance to help you so that you can stand firm in the Lord. If you want to get to heaven, you need to be taught. You need to be instructed. You need to be helped. And as you surrender yourself, all these things can be yours. So be obedient. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect.
GCK.
It's okay. Pastor's message, displayed on your screen. Player, please visit the link and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ.
Bro, what you were doing in here? No, you don't have to TV. So, sebomodia fa ni timi muau se nebebe timi abuano etinama erade.
Also, if you are listening via the radio and television, and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp.
My telephone number, and me hunu baby awotie.
+23491544449263. Ushers, please be focused and make sure that you do a good job so that those who are reading in the follow-up will know what you have written down. There will be a special meeting called Lunch Hour with Jesus for all those who gave their lives to Jesus tomorrow by 3 p.m. at the VIP stand. And this announcement is not only for the Alpha location. It goes to all over the world, all the global world, where the program is going on and people have hooked up. Please know where the church location is. As they direct you, you meet them and be part of this program we are talking about.
Nasa and Kaiboy, and your hankwa and their kwama. If you are safe and then you know, it's a mumuana mudi woman, she said, Yabaya, Yabitmania woman, yet not it to Womuye, Nabuayang.
There will also be a special online banquet for all those watching online who gave their lives to Christ in this program. It will be on Sunday, 4th August.
Eye kwese de din kan e wo busume ngotwini mo no yebeya ponto anasenhye mo ama dodo a omo onla abefo tenten so a wo mo hwe wo mo tie no mo nya kwagye wo mo no ye ne omo nyina benya jisua sronko eye bosum ye besimu kwasi ade din kan ye 4th August no ye ne mo wechia.
Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. Once again, I want to encourage you. If you take it important, it will be good for you. This is for your life. It is either life or death as you live in this world.
And
when you take these things seriously and you are grounded and you become firm in the Lord, when you are dying, it will not be difficult. You will not be afraid because you decided for Christ, you continue with Christ, and where death will meet you, you will not be afraid. You will go to Jesus you have decided for.
And don't suffer where any breath so now see it and out in Tim where Radimua.
But if you become entangled with the affairs of this world, you have time for everything in this world. You have time for funeral, you have time for wedding, you have time for everything. But come and sit down. Let us teach you how you can continue with Christ. You don't have time. You are doing yourself a great harm.
Seek
ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Tomorrow, 3 p.m., by the grace of God, we are meeting you. If you have decided today, you decided yesterday, be
there.
Counselors, make us to know where you have reached. If you have finished, please raise up the flag and let's know so that our Father in the Lord will come and pray for us for the other blessings the Lord has for us tonight apart from the salvation.
What's that, Simunina? Mumaye, Muno.
Make sure you give your correct name, correct address, correct phone number.
Shasa Udi Udi Ebema. What telephone number, Bema? Any baby I would say, I am Bania Berishawa, you be who.
You decided because the message directed you, you saw yourself, that's why you raise up your hand. Continue in that decision.
Said ye assembly by ye now who see a jina and not in our mounts so na sabre was ye jinanoa. To also say a jina was ye no money free home, nemo bet nemo.
Don't let the devil snatch your salvation, you have God. It will do you good. It will change you. It will make the people in your house to see that you have become a new creature. Your friends who do not agree with you will part ways with you. Don't mind. The greatest of all decisions. Ushers, we are waiting for you. Counselors. Yeah, we see some flags being raised. What about the other parts of the field? Okay, thank you very much. We invite our Father in the Lord to come and pray for us.
Amen. Your miracle has arrived. Healing has arrived. Deliverance has now arrived for you. Whatever challenge you have, raise up one hand and let the other hand where the challenge is. At the name of Jesus, diseases are healed. Demons have to go. Depression, gone. Head problem, gone. Bodily problem, gone. Where are you? It's coming to you now. Raise up your hand. Lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Tonight, you'll carry miracle back home. Father, in Jesus' name, a great God, glorious God, you are. Loving God, compassionate God, you will never fail in the case of anyone. Lord, according to your promise, I send your healing to everyone right now, in Jesus' name. From the top of the head to the tip of the toe, Lord, I pray healing will flow to your people. Healing virtue of Christ, come upon you and come through you right now, in Jesus' name. Madness, get out from there. Blindness, come out of there. Dumbness, come out in Jesus' name. Goiter, hunchback, swelling anywhere, get out now in Jesus' name. Incurable disease of any type, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, you are healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, you are healed in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Joint pain, the knee, the ankle, the elbow, the shoulder, the wrist, you are healed in Jesus' name. Blood problem, either issue of blood, or poison blood, or any kind of disease related to the blood, be healed in Jesus' name. Any problem inside your bone that they say this sickness, this disease has spread in the bone, be healed in Jesus' name. That pile, you're healed in Jesus' name. Arthritis, you are healed in Jesus' name. Paralysis and withered hand, withered legs, you are healed in Jesus' name. The one leg shorter than the other, the one arm shorter than the other, Lord, touch them, heal them, make them equal now in Jesus' name. Every form of sickness, Every kind of disease. Touch everyone now. Over here at the Alpha location. Online everywhere. Over the radio, over the television. Bring your healing power to everyone. Confirm the healing. Confirm the deliverance. Confirm the miracle for everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done for him, for her, for everyone there. It is done in Jesus' name. It is confirmed. Check up yourself and you see that miracle, that healing, that deliverance right there.